This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESB Sports. Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Welcome. James Patrick here at Bradford High School at the Owl's Nest. Bradford High Lady Owls against the old-time rival Punxsutawney Chucks in a D9 large school game. Welcome. Thank you for being with us. We've probably got more of you out there tonight than a normal night. The crowd here is pretty small. The weather's nasty. We know that. I was very surprised that the Chucks made it up. The Lady Chucks braved the snow and got here. So it's going to be a good game. Medium-sized crowd tonight. Captain's meeting with the referees. Referees were even a late show tonight. In the JV game earlier, the Lady Owls came up on the short end of a 35-6 score. The Punxsutawney Chucks come into the game. The varsity team comes into the game with a record of 10-2. Two losses, one to Kane and one to, I can't remember. And the Lady Owls come in at 3-7. Tight when the other night up in Kane, came up on the short end. The game was pretty close to tied throughout. Lady Wolves pulled out to a victory there at the very end. The flu bug that got the boys a few weeks ago has worked its way over to the girls. So we've got a little bit slightly different starting lineup tonight. A few of the girls with a little run down, but they are all on the bench. So they're here and suited up. Don't know how much energy they might have. That flu bug is nasty this year. Lady Owls will be dressed in their white uniforms with red and black trim. Lady Chucks in their red road uniforms with white trim. We are going to be recognizing Haley Keene on a major accomplishment. She had 23 rebounds in the game against Kane, which took her career total over 500. So Haley Keene will be recognized for 500 rebounds. I'll go out on a limb and say that'll be 1,000 here next year. We'll see. But good job, Haley. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be back with you. This is James Patrick for WSB Sports here at the Owl's Nest. Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
And welcome back, James Patrick. They just did the ceremony to recognize Haley Keene for the 500 rebounds in her high school career, which is a great accomplishment. She was completely surprised. She had no idea. You're going to hang out with me for the entire national anthem here in a moment. Thank you for being with us on this cold, snowy night. Welcome to those that don't normally tune in. I hope you're listening in because you're not here tonight. Although we are getting started a lot earlier than normal. Punxy wants to get back on the road and get home. Thank you. Okay. Once again, thank you for being with us. James Patrick, Bradford High School, the Owl's Nest. Bradford Lady Owls versus the Lady Chucks from Punxsutawney. District 9 large school game. Let's get to the starting lineups.
Junior number one, Ella White. Guard, sophomore.
Graceland London, number two.
Guard, sophomore, number three.
Bella Young, number three.
Junior, Addie Lewis. Junior, number 14, Natalie Burkett.
So they're pretty young, Punxsutawney, and they come into the game with a 10-2 record. So starting tonight for your Bradford Lady Owls will be Cammy Sheely, introduced first. Carissa Chamberlain brought into the starting lineup tonight.
Alexis Keyshore. Shavaya Long
into the game tonight, starting. And Haley Keene will be our final starter. So, Lady Owls played, this game was played in Punxsutawney earlier in the season. Lady Owls come up on the short end by quite a bit. Let's see if they can turn it around and get the upset tonight. Once again, getting started early tonight. I'll have to say hello to everybody about 7:20. People will tune in. We'll be in the second quarter or so, probably close to it. Okay, Haley Keene will jump for your Lady Owls. Looks like she'll be jumping against Natalie Burkett for the Lady Chucks. Once again, Long Keene, Keyshore Sheely Chamberlain. Lady Owls bench tonight, Haley Clark, Miranda Davis, Olivia Funk, Bryn Benedict, and Deidre Johnson. Lady Owls win the tip. Alexis Keyshore with the ball. Keyshore being guarded by Graceland London. There's Sheely, a long shot, up and in. Shooter's roll. She had a foot on the line, so it's a long two for Cammy Sheely. Lady Owls with an early 2-0 lead. Pressure on the ball. Punxy gets it across the timeline. There's a double team on the ball. They get it to into the corner for a three ball. Short. Rebounded by Punxy. Punxy around the outside. Lady Owls 2-3 zone. There's another three ball. That one's long. Goes all the way back to the corner for a rebound. There's a pass stolen by Keyshore. Keyshore quickly down to the other end. Lost control, had to save it. Gets it out to Haley Keene. Haley's going to put up a three ball off the mark. And that ball is out of bounds off of Bradford. Punxsutawney possession. Early 2-0 lead after 1 minute of the game here for the Lady Owls. Pressure on the ball. Oh, an errant pass, but it goes to a Chuck. There's a steal. There goes Long. And a travel on Sevilla Long. So Keyshore stole it, and as she was saving it going out of bounds, she heaved it, you know, like a pass. Went right to Sevilla Long, and she was on the break, but traveled. Punxsutawney with possession again. They get it down low. There's a pass. Too hard. Out of bounds. Lady Owls possession. So now the Chucks are going to pressure the ball. Full court press. Keene gets it back to Keyshore. Back to Haley Keene. Back to Keyshore. They better get it across the line. And they do. Cammy Sheely with the ball. Back to Keyshore. And Punxsutawney steals it. Punxy gets it down low, back out, and there's a drive, kick back out again. Floater, too hard, and Rebound by Sheely. Sheely's double teamed. Jump ball. Jump ball is going to stay with Punxsutawney. So 2 minutes gone here in the first quarter. It's 2-0 Bradford. There's the inbound. Thought about a three ball. Next one does shoot the three ball. It's short. Punxsy with a rebound. Keyshore hits the deck. There's a three ball off the mark. Haley Keem with a strong rebound. I'll tell you, anybody puts the ball on the ground tonight, there's quick hands everywhere. Keem's going to take it all the way. A little floater and put it in. Haley Keem with a Lady Owls with a 4-point lead. 30-second timeout taken by Punxsutawney. We're going to stay right here for this one. Haley Keene all the way down court there, and they cut her off, so she pulled up and hit a 6-foot jumper. So Lady Owls lead 4-0 here in the early going. They look good. Everything's moving quickly tonight. All 10 starters still on the floor. Long, Keene, Keyshore, Sheely, Chamberlain for your Owls. White, London, Young, Lewis, and Burkett for the Lady Chucks. Owls pressure the ball. Chucks get it across the timeline. It's kicked out of bounds by Keyshore. Punxsy inbound under the basket. There's a long three. That one's good. You could tell that was good when left her hand. That's Ella White for Punxsutawney hitting a long three. Now they're pressuring the ball. Alexis Keyshore gets to Sheely. Sheely's going to dribble. Sheely's going to go all the way in and miss the layup. Punxsy with a rebound. Haley Keene back on defense. Cuts off the long. There's a ball on the ground. Shavia Long has it. Long gets it almost stolen away, out of bounds off of Punxsy. Like I said, any ball that's there's quick hands here on both sides, on, you know, grabbing balls, tipping balls. So there's a push, a foul on Punxsutawney. That foul is on Bella Young, her first and the team's first. Lady Owls will inbound it under the Punxsy basket. Keyshore tries to get in quickly to Sheely. It's intercepted. Off to the races is Punxsy, who's fouled by Haley Keene. Two shots for Punxsutawney. That's going to be... Her hair is too long. I think it's 14, Natalie Burkett. So she's going to be at the line for two. First one's up and good. We have a tie ball game at 4 with 4:47 to go in the first quarter. Second one is up and off the mark. A whistle on the play. A lane violation on the Owls. It was missed, and Haley Keene came up with the rebound, but there's a lane violation. She'll get another free throw here for Natalie Burkett. It's up. And good. Lady Chucks take their first lead of the night, 5-4. Keyshore, Sheely. Sheely gets it tipped away again. Long outlet pass, maybe too long, and it is. So Lady Owls are going to have possession, down 5-4. I don't know if I agree with the Lady Owls, you know, quickness here. They're going way too fast to the other end and getting their pocket picked. So we'll see what the coaches, any adjustments, if they happen to make them. So Punxsy with full court pressure again. Keyshore inbounds to Keene. Tipped out of bounds by Punxsy. They changed the location of the inbound by a few feet. Keyshore. Into Sheely. Back to Keyshore. Keyshore gets it long to Keene across the timeline. Keene gets it to Chamberlain. Chamberlain on the baseline has her pocket picked. And it's out of bounds off of Chamberlain. Punxsy, tough defense down there. Down low. Lady Owls with three-quarter court pressure here. And they get across the timeline. There's a thought about a three ball. Nope, pulled it down, dribbled. Oh, that might be the second on Keene. Sheely, they call that one on Cammie Sheely. Her first, the team's second. Gracelyn London will be shooting two. First one's up and good. 6-4, Puck's tying lead. And the second one's up and good. Inbound by Keyshore. Gets it to Keene. Keene off to Long. Long gets it across the timeline, and then she's double-teamed and her pocket picked. Punxsy fast. Oh! And there's a foul on... Keyshore. They called that one on Keyshore. Could have been called on Haley Keene. So... That's going to put Gracelyn London back at the line again. She went fast to the basket and was fouled. First one's up and in. Lady Owls jumped out to that. Oh, that was only it was a 4-0 lead. And now that second free throw's off the mark. Haley Keene with the ball across the timeline. Haley's thinking about the whole way, and she puts up a floater. Off the mark, rebounded by Punxsy. And they're fast down the other end. And they pull it out and set up a play. Three ball. Shooters roll and it goes in. And that's that was Gracelyn London. Ooh. Almost a backcourt violation. That ball's tipped out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Punxsy. So Punxsy's on an 11-0 run right now. Lady Owls out to the 4-0 lead, and Punxsy's ahead 11-4. Punxsy, three. No, it was a pass inside. That foul is on Kennedy Day for Punxsutawney over the back. That's her first, his team's second. Pressure on the ball again. Haley Keene, two people on her. They steal it. Same thing, quick to the hole. Back out. Three ball again. Off the mark. And it's out of bounds off Punxsy. Lady Owls are having a very difficult time here with the Punxsutawney pressure. Keyshore into Keene. Keene back to Keyshore. Keyshore to Sheely, back to Keene. And it's a cross, but they're going to call the ball out of bounds off of Haley Keene. Two girls pinned her in the, I guess it would be, you know, right at the half court line and the sideline. And went out of bounds off of Haley. So Punxsy possession again. 2:27 to go in the first quarter. There's a pass down low, and it's up and in. That's number 14, Natalie Burkett. There's a timeout taken by Bradford. That's a full timeout. We're going to go ahead and take it with them. With the score, Punxsutawney 13, Lady Owls 4. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back, James Patrick. Lady Owls basketball here from the Owl's Nest against Punxsutawney Chucks. Lady Owls jumped out to an early lead, 4-0, and then Punxsutawney woke up, I guess. 13 consecutive now to lead 13-4. Their defense, it's all about their defense that's created these points. Lady Owls are really struggling with the full court pressure, and they're being double teamed, losing balls, you know, so Punxsutawney's fast to the other end and either getting it in or getting fouled. So for effort possession, Punxsutawney with a full court pressure again. Still your original starting five for your Lady Owls. Long, Keen, Keyshore, Sheely, Chamberlain. Haley Keen hard to the hole and in. And it's good. And she is fouled. That's on Ella White. Her first, the team's third. Haley said, I'm taking this in for the basket. And she went around everyone and was fouled. Free throws off the mark, in and out. Punxsutawney with a rebound. 13-6, Punxsutawney lead. Punxsutawney works it around. There's a three ball. Oh, looked good, but it did not. It wasn't good. Saved by Punxsutawney. Thought about another three. Probably going to, nope, they're not going to take that three either. Got three three-point shooters out there. And she's going to get a three right there, and it's off the mark. Haley Keen with the ball. Okay, good. Haley all the way down the court fast, behind the back, takes it down the lane, and she's fouled. This time not shooting, though. That foul is on Emma Young, her first, the team's fourth. Lady Owls will be in the bonus on the next foul. Keyshore is going to inbound under the Punxsutawney basket. Keyshore gets it in to Sheely. Sheely with a jumper off the mark. Rebounded by Punxsutawney. Punxsutawney quick down court. Lady Owls still a 2-3 zone defense. Long tip to pass, but Punxsutawney comes up with it. Good defense there by Shavia Long. And there's a three ball. There's a whistle. The foul is on Kennedy Day. That's her second. That's going to be a one and one, or shots, five fouls. Okay. For some reason, it wasn't shots. Should have been. Punxsutawney steals the ball. Quick down court. There's a double dribble. One of the referees held up the five for the five fouls. There's a ball into Sheely. She breaks a double team. Oh, she didn't travel. There's Long with the ball over to Chamberlain. Chamberlain to Keyshore. Keyshore looking for somebody open. Good defense by Punxsutawney. They're playing man-to-man. 5-second call against the Owls. 18 seconds to go. Punxsutawney leads 13-6. Owls settle back in their defense. Punxsutawney working it around the outside. There's Sheely with a block and a steal. Now she's being double-teamed, and she puts up a long shot at the buzzer off the mark. So that's going to be the score at the end of the first half. Lady Chucks, 13. Lady Owls, 6. We'll take a short break and be back with the second quarter. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Heritage Design, modern made.
W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case heritage design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
And welcome back, James Patrick, Lady Owls basketball here from the Owls Nest. Olivia Funk's going to check into the game for the Lady Owls now. She was one of the ones that got hit by the flu, so we'll see what she can do here. You got Keyshore, Keen, Sheely, Long, and Funk. They inbound to Keen. Just underway in the second quarter. It's 13-6, Chucks. Sheely drives the baseline, tries to get a shot off, and it's blocked. And there's a jump ball that's going to go to Punxsutawney on the possession. So the Lady Chucks had a 11-0 run in the first, quarter to build this large lead. There's a pass down low for the Chucks. Back out. They move the ball well. There's a floater off the side of the backboard. Rebounded. Goes right to Punxy. Sometimes you got to have a lucky bouncer your way. There's a three ball, and it's off the mark. Rebounded by Sheely, but she stepped out of bounds. So Lady Chucks with possession. Thank you for being with us once again here on this cold winter night. Punxy working a ball around the outside. Down low, foul line, back out. Lots of them. They look at threes a lot. They've taken about 10 in this game. Passing it around the outside. Now they get it to the foul line. Couple dribbles blocked by Keen. Taken away by Sheely. Sheely picks up her dribble, gives it to Keyshore. Keyshore down low to Funk. Funk to Keyshore. Keyshore back to Sheely. Sheely dribble, foul line, out to Long. Gets it down low to Keyshore. Shot off the mark. Funk up strong, but it's too strong. Punxy comes away with a rebound. Still 13-6, Lady Chucks lead. 6:15 to go in the first half. Welcome to the people that tuned in for a 7:30 possible broadcast. Things started a little bit early tonight due to the weather. Punxy's got a long trip home, and I'm really surprised that they're here. That ball's tipped out of bounds off the Owls, so Punxsutawney maintained possession. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Into the game for the Lady Owls comes Miranda Davis. She's going to come in for Alexis Keyshore. Miranda was also a little under the weather, I was told. So there's a three ball for Punxy off the mark. Rebounded by Punxy. Oh, there's one. Okay, that's a foul on Servia Long, her first and the team's first. Punxsutawney around the outside. Looking for somebody down low, nothing there. There's a three ball off the mark. It's going to be out of bounds. A rebound off of Punxsutawney, Lady Owls basketball. Once again, full court pressure. Keyshore's going to come back into the game for should be along. Alexis is going to inbound the ball. Punxsy, full court pressure. Got to get it in. There's a timeout taken by Coach Blatchley. 30-second timeout. We'll take a short break with him. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the Clip, the Drop, and the Skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives today at the Zippo Case Flagship Store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back, Lady Owls Basketball. Lady Owls are going to inbound here. Having a hard time with this Punxsutawney full court press. Sheely gets the ball. Sheely takes it, picks up her dribble, and that creates the problem. Gets it to Keyshore. Keyshore gets it across the timeline. Keyshore dribbling around. Now she's got nobody to get it to. Gets it to Sheely. Just amazing defense here by the Punxsy ladies, but that was a little too aggressive. That's Bella Young, her second, and the team's first. Punxsy's defense is pretty impressive so far. Keyshore gets it into Keen. Keen with a little jumper, and she's fouled. Going to shoot two. Nice inbound pass there. That foul's on Ella White. Her second, the team's second. Haley King going to be at the line for two. 5:10 to go in the first half. Lady Owls trail 13-6. It's turned into a defensive battle on both ends. First free throw is off the mark. Second free throw is up. And also off the mark. Punxsutawney with a rebound. Funk, Davis, Keen, Keyshore, Sheely in there for your Lady Owls. Good defense there by Davis. Oh, tips it out of bounds and it's going to go out off of Davis. Crowd thought that maybe it went off the Punxsy girl. Punxsy's going to inbound on the baseline. All the way to the far corner. There's a pass out to the three-point line. Get it back into the other corner. Good defense, Middle Lady Owls. Punxsy gets it, tries to get it down low, and it's tipped away. Foul is on Grayson London. Her first, the team's third. Once again, full court pressure. Keyshore gets it intercepted. Punxsy with possession. Drive, kick back out into the corner for a three ball. Off the mark, rebounded by Punxsy. There's a 10-foot floater off the mark. Haley Keen almost had the rebound, but Keyshore comes away with it. Keyshore to Sheely. Sheely dribbles to the foul line. Out to Keyshore. Keyshore tries to get it down to Olivia Funk. Tipped out of bounds by Punxsutawney. Emma Young and Kennedy Day come in for Punxsutawney. Lady Owls inbound on the sideline, down 13-6, halfway through the second quarter. And it's the same score as the first quarter ended. Turned into a defensive battle on both ends. And shots blocked. Olivia Funk gets it blocked, and then Punxsy's away with it quickly. There's a open girl underneath. That's Kennedy Day for her first basket of the game. Once again, Punxsutawney pressures the ball, gets it into Keene. Keene is fouled. That's going to be on Abby Lewis. Her first, the team's fourth. So Lady Owls will be in the, this time the ref came over to make sure it was four. They'll be in the bonus next foul. Haley Keene with the ball, gets it to Sheely in the corner. Sheely gets it back to Haley. Haley, couple dribbles and spin. There's four chucks on her. They called a jump ball, and the Lady Owls are going to keep possession. Haley had four girls converge on her there. Nothing she could do, really. Now Haley with the ball, gets it out to Davis for a long shot. It's in. It's a long two. Miranda Davis cut the lead 15-8. Chuck's lead. Shavia Long's going to check into the game. Next whistle. There's a shot up and in by Addie Lewis. Her first basket of the game. 17-8. Punxsutawney leads. Full court press again. Sheely with the ball. Sheely gets it to Keyshore. Keyshore gets it across the timeline. Now she's double teamed. Gets it to Sheely. Sheely gets it down low to Funk. Funk has it blocked again. Punxsutawney away fast. They put it up off the mark. Funk with a rebound. Taken away by Punxsutawney. And there's a three ball off the mark. Back to the foul line. Punxsutawney another shot. Haley Keene secures the rebound, and she's away with it. Lady Owls, Haley still with a dribble, picks it up, gets it to Sheely. Sheely into the corner for Davis again. Davis with that shot off the mark. Punxsutawney with a rebound. 17-8, Punxsutawney leads. Punxsutawney drives, floater. Out of bounds. It was a short shot. It went out of bounds. Long's going to come into the game for Funk. Keyshore is going to inbound. Gets it to Haley Keene. Back to Keyshore. Keyshore gets it across the timeline. Picks up a dribble, gets it to Long. Long gets a pass intercepted. This Punxsutawney defense is suffocating. And over and back call against Punxsutawney. Crowd not happy with that on the Punxsutawney side. Chamberlain's coming into the game for Miranda Davis now. 17-8. Lady Chuck's lead. Lady Owl's possession. Keyshore on the inbound. Keyshore gets it into Haley Keene. In the backcourt, Haley gets it across the timeline, gets it to Chamberlain. Chamberlain tries to get it to Keyshore, and it's an errant pass that goes to Punxsutawney, and they're off and running. They pull it up into the corner. Everybody's penetrating a few dribbles, and then they pass it back out. That ball's tipped. Punxsutawney comes away with it. They call a travel on Punxsutawney while the girl is on the ground with the ball. Lady Owls are having to work very hard here tonight. They're all winded. Keyshore is going to inbound to Sheely. Sheely gets it across the timeline. Sheely gets cut off, thinks about going the whole way. Chamberlain thought about a three. Keyshore. Keyshore to Chamberlain. Chamberlain, a couple dribbles. Shot. In. Carissa Chamberlain with her first points of the game, and they cut the lead 17-10. Chuck's lead. There's a three ball for Punxsy off the mark. Rebounded by Chamberlain. You know what I'm going to say there. It's always fun to see when Chamberlain gets a rebound because she's the shortest girl out there. Foul on Belly Young. That's her third foul and the team's fifth. So Lady Owls are going to be at the line. Chamberlain will be at the line after hitting that long two ball. 9 seconds left in the first half. First free throw is in and out. One more free throw for Chamberlain. 17-10, the Chucks lead. Second free throw off the mark. Battle for the board, and Punxsutawney comes away with it. Half court, 4 seconds. Long shot off the mark. Going to be less than a second left here for the Lady Owls on the inbound, so that's going to be your halftime score. Chuck 17, Lady Owls 10. As soon as I say that, the shot wasn't off in time, but it was a long full court pass. Sevilla Long tried a long shot. So that's going to be your halftime score, 17-10, Lady Chuck's lead. I'm going to take a short break, compile some stats, be back with a halftime show. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the Clip, the Drop, and the Skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
And welcome back. Welcome back to the Lady Owls basketball broadcast here from the Owls Nest at Bradford High. Lady Owls battling the Lady Chucks tonight, and it has been a battle. Defense on both ends. Lady Chucks currently lead 17-10, but the Owls jumped out to a quick 4-0 lead, and then the Chucks ran off 11 points in a row, and then they led at the end of one 13-6. Both teams struggled to score in that second quarter, and both teams came away with 4 points. The action is, well, it's not necessarily end-to-end. The Lady Owls are struggling with this full-court pressure from Punxsutawney, so hopefully the coaches can make some halftime adjustments and see if they can handle that a little better. It was a lot of turnovers by the Lady Owls and a lot of missed shots by the Chucks, actually. So 17-10, the Chucks lead. Chucks are being led by Gracelyn London with 6 points. Lady Owls, Haley Keene's the only person with four. Cammie Sheely, Carissa Chamberlain, and Miranda Davis all have two apiece. Several Chucks with fouls. Bella Young with three fouls. She's the only one in foul trouble. Lady Owls, four players with one foul apiece. So Chucks could get into some foul trouble later on. Thank you for tuning in with us. I want to tell you, I always forget to tell you, any game you hear on WSB here and any game you've heard for several years is available on demand at WSB.com. So if you didn't get to hear it or something last week, last month, last year, they're all available on WSB.com on demand. Let me tell you about the halftime entertainment. It was exciting. They did a fundraiser called Chuck a Duck. They put a spot at midcourt, and they had these little mini rubber ducks, and people had to throw them and try to get it on that spot. Nobody did, but a prize was given to the person that was the closest. So, a little fun fundraiser here at halftime. Chucks are out there warming up. 2.5 minutes to go in the halftime. Lady Owls, here they come out of the locker room now. Once again, if you're just tuning in with us, the flu bug has gotten the Lady Owls. A few of them that had the flu were in there. Olivia Funk, Miranda Davis, those are a few that I know had it. And they don't look themselves, but they are out there. They came off the bench, so. Lady Owls are battling like the boys did about 3 weeks ago. The boys had it go through their locker room. I am going to take one more quick break. We'll be back for the start of the third quarter. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
And welcome back. James Patrick here at the Owl's Nest. Lady Owls basketball versus Lady Chucks of Punxsutawney. Longtime old rivalry. Once again, I'm surprised they got here. When I came in, it was pretty nasty outside. It probably still is. Lady Owls are going to take the floor in the second half with Keyshore, Long, Chamberlain, Sheely, Keen, your original starting five. Thanks, Jess, for the attaboy out there listening tonight. Usually at most games, but the weather got us all tonight. So Punxsy begins the second half with possession. Working it around the outside. Lady Owl still on a 2-3 zone defense. There's a double team in the corner. Pass down low. Good. Oh, Sheely almost came away with it. There's a three ball for Punxsy. Off the mark. Rebounded by Punxsy. There's another three from the other side. And that one's good. That's Gracelyn London. That's her second three ball of the game. 20-10, the Lady Chucks lead. They break the pressure. Oh, Sheely took a few too many steps there. Chucks are going to have possession. Chucks have put the full court pressure on all night long, and Lady Owls are struggling with it. That time they did break it, but then Sheely took an extra step or two. Shavia Long out on the defense. In the corner. drive, kick back out, dribbled it off her leg, and still goes to a Punxsie girl. They seem to be getting every lucky bounce. Into the corner, down low, turnaround, blocked by Sheely, rebounded by Punxsie, shot off the mark, another rebound by Punxsie, another floater, and that one's in. Addie Lewis, that's her second basket of the game. So if they're going to, you know, they had five attempts that time down, and anybody with five attempts is going to make the basket eventually. Chamberlain with the ball, tries to get it low to Sheely. Sheely's got it down low, shots off the mark, rebounded by Punxsie. Punxsie comes away with it. Across the timeline. There's a down low, blocked by Key, or blocked by Sheely. There's a ball. That's out of bounds off of Punxsutawney. That was a somehow that ball bounced about 8 feet in the air. Girl jumped for it, but it was just up there a little far. Lady Owls inbound to Sheely, back to Keyshore. Keyshore with the dribble gets it across the timeline. Tough defense there by Punxsie. They get it to Long, and Long has to fight for it and gets it up, and she's fouled. Shavia Long is going to shoot two. That foul's on Burkett, her first, the team's first. So Shavia Long will be at the line for two. I might have just missed the first one. Second one's up and good. She missed the first one. That's her first point of the game. 22-11, Lady Chuck's lead. And there's a three ball off the mark. Keene with a strong rebound. Haley Keene across the half court, behind the back. Just had my connection say it was unstable. There's a floater by Punxsie, and it's in. That's Gracelyn London. She's the leading scorer now for the Lady Chucks. Long with the ball across the timeline. Sevilla Long, strong, fast, and is fouled and going to shoot two again. Ella White with her third foul, the team's second. Shavia's first free throw off the mark. Emma Young and Kennedy Day come in for the Lady Chucks. Two players with three fouls for Punxsutawney. Second free throw by Long is around the hoop and in. 24-14 Chucks lead. They get into the corner. Back out to the wing. They thought about a three. Long pass down low. Stolen away by Keyshore. Keene comes away with it. Lady Owls down the court. Keene still with a dribble. Haley goes all the way. Gets the shot off and is fouled. Did several spin moves there. Nice moves by Haley. That's on Natalie Burkett. Her first, the team's third. So Haley Keene's going to shoot two. Lady Owls trail by 10. First one's up and good. Long, Keyshore, Sheely, Chamberlain, and Keene in there for your Lady Owls. Second free throw's up and good. Punxsie away with the ball. Lady Owls trail by 8 now. That's the closest they've been in a while. Long shot or long pass across court. How about that? It's out of bounds off the Lady Owls. Quick hand there by Sheely trying to steal it. There's an inbound for Punxsie. tipped again by Long. It was right to Punksy. There's a floater. Oh, in and out on the shot. And there's a foul on the Lady Owls. Carissa Chamberlain, her first foul. Lady Owls' first foul. It'll be two shots for, looks like, Addie Lewis. First one's up. Good. Second shot up. And good. Back to a 10-point lead, 26-16. Pressure on the ball there by Punksy. And a foul. Graceland London. There's a timeout by Punxsutawney. 30-second timeout. We're going to stay right here with you, folks. 26-16, Lady Chuck's lead. Their defense just seems to be too much for the Lady Owls. But, they're playing tough, and they're staying close. You know, 10 points, just had it down to 8. Coaches with some instruction. Sheely, Keyshore, Long, Chamberlain, Keene in there for the Lady Owls. It's going to be the Owls ball. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Into Sheely. Sheely takes it across the timeline. She lost it and picked it up. Gets it to Keyshore. Keyshore looking for somebody open. Pesky defense, I'll tell you. 5-second call. She was just hounded. Turnover, Punksy ball. Punksy inbound, 3:32 to go in the third. Long pass to the corner, 3-ball off the mark, goes out of bounds. It's going to be Lady Owls basketball. Keyshore with the inbound, gets it to Sheely. Sheely, pressure on her, quick down court behind her back, foul line, gets it to, tries to get it to, gets it to Long. Long gets a shot off. It's off the mark. Rebounded by Keyshore off the mark. Rebounded by Sheely. Lady Owls possession. Chamberlain gets it down low to Keyshore, back to Chamberlain. Keyshore with the ball. Gets it down low to Haley Keene. Keene in the corner. Sheely off the mark. Rebounded by Punksy. Oh, they say tipped out of bounds off Keyshore. So it'll be Punksy's ball with a 10-point lead. Olivia Funk checks back into the game for Chamberlain. Punksy ball, 10-point lead. 2:41 to go in the third. There's a drive and a pass to a wide open Kennedy Day for a lay-in. Pressure on the ball again, 28-16. There goes Keyshore across the timeline. Gets it down low to Long. Long with a floater off the mark. Funk with a rebound off the mark. Sheely with a rebound off the mark. Punksy comes away with it. There's a lid on the basket. Punksy, 12-point lead and possession. 1:58 to go in the third quarter. There's a foul on Shavia Long. Her second. Team second. Steal by Keyshore. Long with the ball. Long tries to get it inside, stolen away by Punksy. Punksy quick down court and in. Graceland London again ahead of the field, 30-16. There's a long pass down to Funk. Gets it back to Sheely. Sheely's fouled on the floor. Graceland London, her third foul. The team's fifth, so Sheely will be at the line for two. Sheely for two at the line. Up and off the mark. Miranda Davis comes in for Shavia Long, and Ella White comes in for Emma Young on the Punxsie end. One more free throw here for Cammy Sheely. That one's off the mark. Rebounded by Punxsie. Punxsie quick down court. Foul line jumper. Good. It was Natalie Burkett. Lady Owls quick up court. Sheely with the ball. Gets it to Keyshore. Keyshore to Davis. Davis with a move. Tries to get a shot off. She's fouled. That foul's on Kennedy Day, her third. They've got four players with three fouls. And Miranda Davis will be at the line for two. Off the mark. Because I'm only one guy, I don't keep the stats on free throws, but we could use some help. We're not doing very well. Second free throw is up and good by Davis. 32-17, the Chucks lead. 1 minute to go in the third. There's a tip ball. Goes to the Chucks. It was a quick hand by Davis. There's a floater by the Chucks off the mark. Rebounded by Keene. Keene gets her pocket picked. And there was a 3-on-1 for Punxsie. The foul is on the floor, probably on Haley Keene. No, Keyshore hustling back. That's her second. Team's third. Punxsie's going to inbound. There's the same floater blocked by Keene. Funk comes away with a loose ball. Keyshore long ahead of the field to Sheely. Sheely lays it in. Nice pass. Nice catch. Nice conversion. Lady Owls. 32-19, Punxsie leads. There's Punxsie quick down the other end. That's Natalie Burkett again with a basket. Sheely across the timeline, fast to the foul line, all the way down, traveled before she made the shot. So 3.8 seconds to go in the third. 34-19. So the Chucks have scored 17 points in this quarter after a 4-point second quarter. Long shot, off the mark. That's going to be your third quarter, end of third quarter scores, 34-19. The Lady Chucks in front. We'll take a break and be back for the fourth quarter. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
And welcome back, James Patrick, Lady Owls at the Owl's Nest, playing the longtime rival Punxsutawney Lady Chucks. That third quarter wasn't very good for the Lady Owls. Punxsie scored 17 points after only having 17 in the first half. But the Lady Owls had 9 points in that third quarter. So, I mean, it was good for them. But They trail 34-19 after three. So we're going to get started here in the fourth quarter. Lady Owls are going to take the floor with Keyshore, Funk, Keen, Davis, Sheely. I don't think Keen or Sheely have been out all night. There's a ball in, double teamed by the Owls, and a foul. That foul is on Miranda Davis, her first, the team's first. Punxsutawney on inbound under the Bradford basket. They get it out, 3-point line into the corner, back out on the wing. Tipped by Sheely. She saves it. Little jumper, good. Cammy Sheely with the tip, and then the ball went all the way to the other end. She caught it before it went out of bounds and hit a 10-foot jumper. So nice play there by Sheely. Chucks with a pass. Three ball. Good. That's Gracelyn London. 37-21. Lady Owls get it in. Keyshore with the ball now across the timeline. Funk with the ball. Down low. Sheely. Oh, off the mark. Rebounded by Funk. And a foul. Olivia Funk will be shooting two. Fouls on Ella White. That's her fourth. Team's first. So Olivia Funk trying to get on the board tonight. Two free throws. First one's up, and it just gets over, and it's in. Second one's up, and good. Chucks with the basketball, 37-23, 7 minutes to go in the game. Into the corner. Pass in the lane. Three ball. Short. It's going to go out of bounds off of Sheely. Tried to get the rebound, but it went out of bounds. Chucks inbound under the Bradford basket. Into the corner. Back up top. Three ball. Off the mark. Rebounded by Punxsutawney. Another three. That one's good. That's Ella White, her second three of the game. 40-23, the Chucks lead. Sheely with the ball. Sheely's going, thought she was going all the way. Kicks it out to Keyshore. Alexis going to take a shot. Off the mark, Haley Keene with the board. Strong move and put back. Nice move there for Haley Keene. Two defenders on her. She spun around and put it in. 40-25. Punxsutawney with a shot, and it's good. That's Burkett, Natalie Burkett. Keyshore with the ball. 5:45 to go in the game. Keyshore still with the ball. And all the way to the basket. Puts it up, and it's a little long. Rebounded by Punxsutawney. They're off and running to the other end. Punxsutawney, free throw line, couple dribbles, layup attempt, blocked by Keene. Punxsutawney gets the loose ball. Punxsutawney with a floater, off the mark. Rebound by Punxsutawney. Punxsutawney with the ball in the corner. There's a three ball, that one's off the mark. Rebounded again by Punxsutawney. Baseline drive, blocked out of bounds by Haley Keene. Sevilla Long and Chamberlain coming back in for the Lady Owls for Miranda Davis and Olivia Funk. So you've got Long, Chamberlain, Keyshore, Keene, and Sheely. There's a three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Punxsutawney. Punxsutawney gets it to the foul line. Back out to the corner. Three ball again, off the mark, rebounded by Keen. Keen takes it across the timeline. Into the corner for Davis. Oh, that's long, sorry. Back to Haley Keen, nice pass and a lay-in. Very nice pass and lay-in. 30-second timeout by the Owls. We're going to take a timeout through the score. Pugsy 42, Bradford 27. This is Lady Owls Basketball, WSB Sports.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. Thank you for being with us tonight on WSB Sports. This is James Patrick up at the Owl's Nest. Lady Owls versus Lady Chucks, longtime rivals, District 9. Snowy, cold night. Thank you for being with us. Punksy inbound. 42-27 lead for Punksy. 4 minutes, 15 seconds left in the game. Punksy gets it down low. Shot off the mark. Haley Keen with a rebound. Double teaming her. She gets it to Keyshore. Keyshore looking for somebody. Gets it to Sheely. Sheely back to Keen down low. Keen has ball stripped away by Punksy. And up off the mark. Rebounded again by Punksy. Put back by Natalie Burkett. Sheely with the ball, quick down court. Haley Keen. They called a foul. Referees are converging now. Calling that on Addie Lewis, her second. The team's second on the floor, no shot. Keyshore inbounds to Sheely. Sheely tries to get it to Keen. It gets taken away. Punxsutawney possession. Here they go. Quick down court. Cut off. Three ball. Off the mark. Tipped. Keen comes away with it. Keen gets it to Sheely. Sheely is fouled. That foul's on Burkett, her third. That's five players with three fouls for Punxsutawney. Keyshore with the inbound to Seville Long. Long to Sheely in the corner. Sheely dribble. Gets a shot. Too hard. Going to have a jump ball. Jump ball's going to stay with the Lady Owls. Keyshore with the inbound. Gets it to Long. Long drive, shoot. Floater off the mark. Punksy comes away with it. 2:57 to go in the game. Punksy around the outside. Two different players thought about a three, and then another one took one. And it's out of bounds off of Punksy. Or no, it's a foul. That foul's on Alexis Keyshore, her third. The team's third. Team's second. Punksy, drive, floater, off the mark. Sheely with a rebound. Sheely takes it all the way. Shot is off the mark. Rebounded by Punksy. 2:26 to go in the game. 44-27. Punxsutawney lead. There's a three ball off the mark. Keyshore comes away with it. And then has it lost control. Punxsutawney comes up with it. Punxsutawney possession again. Good defense there by Shavia Long. Punxsutawney gets into the corner. Down low. Kick back out. There's a foul on Shavia Long. Her third. The team's third. There's an inbound to an open Chuck. Natalie Burkett with a lay-in. 1:40 to go. 46-27. Shavia Long with a jumper off the mark. Keyshore with a rebound. Chamberlain back to Keyshore. Sheely with the ball. As it tipped, jump ball is going to go to Punxsutawney. Lady Chuck's emptying their bench now. Lady Owls are doing the same thing. It'll be five underclassmen coming in there. That's going to be Haley Clark, Bryn Benedict, Deidre Johnson, Miranda Davis, and Olivia Funk. There's a shot made by Adela Hawk for Punxsutawney. There's 1 minute left, 48-27. That is Deidre Johnson with the ball. Gets it to Haley Clark. Clark gets it back to Johnson. It's going to be a jump ball. That one's going to stay with the Lady Owls. 44 seconds to go. Haley Clark with the inbound. Long inbound to Miranda Davis. Davis is going to shoot. Off the mark, rebounded by Punxsutawney. Fast down court by Punxsutawney. There's a lay-in. That's number 24. That one is Quinn Homan. Her first basket of the game. 24 seconds to go. 50-27. Deidre Johnson puts up a shot. It gets blocked. 13.7 to go in the game. Inbound to Bryn Benedict. Gets it over to Deidre Johnson. Back to Haley Clark. Her shot's blocked. Punxsutawney's shot from the foul line is off the mark. It's going to be your final score tonight. Lady Chucks 50, Lady Owls 27. I'm going to take a break. I'll be back with a post-game show. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket. WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
Welcome back. Thank you for being with us tonight. James Patrick here from Bradford High, the Owl's Nest. Lady Owls come up on the short end of a 50-27 score against the Lady Chucks of Punxsutawney. The story of the game, pretty much the Punxsutawney Chucks defense. They full-court pressed the Lady Owls the entire night. They won most loose balls, and the rebounding was so one-sided. You know, if you listen along, you heard rebound, 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 Punxy. You're not going to win that way. So Lady Owls come up on the short end, 50-27. Punxsutawney was led by Grayson London, 16 points, and Natalie Burkett, 14 points. Your Lady Owls were led by Haley Keene with 10 points. Cammy Sheely with 6 points. Good hustle by the Lady Owls. They had to fight for everything they got tonight. Punxsutawney's defense is pretty impressive. Punxsutawney moves their record to 11 wins and 2 losses. Lady Owls fall to 3 wins, 8 losses. We will be back on the air Monday night. Monday, I believe, let me see here. Monday is the Boys Owls. Is that correct? Yeah, Boys versus Cowdersport. So Monday evening, about 7:20, we'll be on the air again, WSB Sports. Boys Owls versus Cowdersport Falcons. Once again, your final score tonight, Lady Chucks from Punxsutawney, 50. Lady Owls of Bradford, 27. This is James Patrick signing off for WSB Sports.